Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're on Psychics Gone Wild today listening, and I want to thank all of you who've tuned in. We're having a really good show today. This is Psychic Jethro back at you, and I need to have in all of you who'd like to call and speak to me and call in today at 773-897-6461. We're looking at the last of Mercury retrograde, and we're really happy. Today I had a co-host that had to call in. Even psychically, things happen, and we laughed. But what we're going to go ahead and do is, those of you who call in, we're going to work a little bit together on it, so you'll be able to get those things you really want, and we'll be able to talk about psychic happenings. We have some really positive things that are going on out there. We've had a really recent energy and a lot of people discussing on the phones and through other places. Are you feeling the intense headaches? Those headaches, those energies, those increasing earth changes, that earth ascension. What happened, if you were watching the news and reading, was not too long ago we had a very strong showers coming through and by us. We looked at some astral going by the earth. We looked at some things here in 2012 where a lot of people had speculated on. And one of the really good things is the psychics had predicted we're seeing some earth changes already. If you read the news or see, and what we really are trying to get everyone to do is to enjoy themselves, learn with this ascension, open yourself to this energy, become a part of life, because what's really excellent is you are in control of your destiny, and that's what I love to talk about. We're talking about a lot of times with people in energy. Those of you who got into the contest, I want to thank you. We are doing a lot of work now, and if you guys will look, you can get me. I'm out promoting my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, or you can catch me at different parts of phone numbers if you want to call in, and one of those numbers is 773-897-6461. I apologize for those of you who had to wait a little bit. I'm going to do a little bit of more, just a real quick talk, and I'll get right to you guys who've been here, so please bear with me a minute. We've had some other really good discoveries on the angel work, and I want to thank a couple of you guys who have been so patient through this. You wrote me and become one. If you follow us and you write, I will do your emails over the show, or you can always get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I will do that. So what we're going to look at here is, I have one from 713, I'm so sad, is what I call this. This is your email that was sent to me. I do feel that you need to watch with that Cancer. I think that you need to look, because that crab isn't just pinching. That crab's running out the door. So 713, please take the energy, look at the things you've got before you do the reactions. One of the best things I can tell you about being a water sign myself, as this Cancer you're writing about, is don't push us. Talk to us, work with us. Waters are very emotional. The quickest thing to really upset a water and a sign is to stand and push us. We will quickly go one way or the other. Remember, water is a very strong instrument. Have you ever seen what happened to the Grand Canyon? And now, you know, there's a theory there. You also see the fact that if you get a lot of emotion in water, what can you do? Hold water. Give us that energy. Give this person that space. Give them that time. Let this Cancer see and keep, you know, doing your meditations. You know, you date someone that's in this metaphysical, and then you write a psychic to complain. I kind of laugh. I'm going to take their side, and I'm going to tell you why. One of the reasons is we do live a lifestyle. You're going to be doing one thing if you're in metaphysical, and that's moving. You're either going to be moving up or you're going to be moving down. There's no setting. So if you're in metaphysical, you're going to be moving. So people will say, well, I'm not moving. Well, then you're not in metaphysical. Because if you're sitting there and your energy's just pretty stagnant, if we talk water again, they are. So when you ask this Cancer, which Cancers are excellent cooks and things, what was wrong with the house? Which, if you think about, Cancers are the crab. They wear that house on their back. You're basically pushing this, your relationship, into a corner. You're coming at her with these things you said that were. Now, you write me as a psychic, and I will not defend that, because I do see that she is entitled to her opinion, so as I feel you are. Writing me about metaphysical is not the answer, 713, because when you write me about metaphysical and you're wanting me to advocate telling someone that they are wrong or that they are doing, that's not metaphysical. Metaphysical is learning and experiencing, and each and every day we take that breath. I want to thank you. I know that this doesn't make you happy, and please don't send me the hate mail, because I'm not going to change. So what I really would like to do is thank you for it. I hope that you did take my heed. I really put out the blessings for your cancer, and I really hope that she's ending up in that life and that energy with it. Continue on with those of you. I thank you. We've got a couple other psychics who will be coming on this week. And the surprise thing that we're kind of catching with you guys who are calling is we are a very free mini reading. We do a lot of excellent work with that, but I still approach, and I will tell you, you're going to get so much more with us psychics than you get a hold of us and sit down and do that full-on reading. You're calling in right now. I can tell you there's 8 people waiting in the room, and I apologize, but we're getting with you out of them. If you go in into our psychic chat I've got going, I have... I would say you can go in and chat there, and you can go in and see. We've got me and one person in there, and I just, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Okay, sorry, we got 7 of you already. See how quick it happens? And go ahead in there, and please, you're talking here, please chat and kind of talk to each other, because this is what we're here for, is to help. But one thing we've also got, hi, Fairy Sunrise, thank you. And question one, hi to you. And what we're going to do is you guys go ahead and please chat in there. As you saw, I put in there, as Psychic's Gone Wild, and talk amongst yourself on the fact of what we're happening, because this show we're discussing those things that people really want to get into, and that's the meditations and the work. You want your ability sharpened. One of the excellent things I get with psychics a lot is, what do I do with this? It's like, yeah, because you've got an ability. Good example, my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, I do discuss in there the teachers and working with me. Those of you who do take the classes with me, which I have just started here and we've got some other people doing, will notice that as you go into a meditation, I do the self-guided meditation for 2 reasons. One of the reasons is you want to be psychically protected. It's something. Second is what I've got really works. If someone's telling you to do something metaphysically and you're really having a qualm, then there's something there. Right away, your guides are saying, okay, this person isn't resonating to me. And that happens, just like a reader. Well, what I want to do is I want you guys to think and ponder on that when you're out there looking for that psychic and you're calling one of our shows. And as remember, karma comes in. We do try to help those. We give everyone the energy we've got. We unfortunately have, a lot of this is, people will say entertainment purposes. We have a lot of people who fight with what we do. More importantly, what are you getting out of the metaphysical? If you're getting a psychic reading that's really great and you're having it, then good. If you're, as you just saw with this email, writing the psychic and having me try to get into your relationship fight, that's not what I'm here for. What I'm here for is to help. And I would take and do take the side of what I feel, because I am human. But more importantly, what we really want to do is we want to be spiritually helping other people. So I do bless each and every one of you. I do thank you. I love the positive. I thank you for all of the emails. And thank you from Texas. That really made my day. It was a very cute little poem. It made it. And I have days too. Thank you. And thinking that I'm very charming. Sometimes I'm just real silly is how I look at it. This is Psyche Gone Wild, and this is Psyche Jethro, and we're going to go on live and take a person, and we got 917. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, it's Atlanta. How are you?
Great, Atlanta. I thank you for coming on. Yay, how have you been?
Yeah. I'm good. I wanted to share an experience, and I communicate, I have this ability where I communicate with children telepathically. So even if I look at them, I feel like they are talking to me telepathically, and it happens all the time. They somehow give me information about different things.
Very good.
And there's a lot of children that are born with these abilities today, and it's very different experience from what I've had before. I believe I've seen a portal today, like a portal opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Dimensional portal. I was not sure what it was about, but I've only seen portals maybe 4 times in my life, and I just don't know what's my role to play in that.
I feel that, Alana, I feel you were like an indigo child. I feel you've always had these abilities. I feel you see and sense. I feel what you're doing here is you're seeing these energies of this to happen. So you know where they are. You're very sensitive to it. It also, your role is going to be to help children. I see you doing some other work later here with not only the children that you will have, but also other people's children and helping them be able to adapt and deal with these times that we're in, because we are in those energies. And I see the angel working with you real strong on what they want to have happen, is they want to see you and feel with you the energies that you kind of been sharing in your daily affairs, and as you're starting to see these portholes and starting to see this other energy, they're strengthening you up because of the times we're in, is what I get. I feel that very strong. I also feel with you that you kind of have some times here where you feel things that are really kind of sending to you and letting you know, like you said, sending, receiving. This, you know, what I pick up here, and this is a good thing. You're seeing two different psychics here, people on Psychics Gone Wild. I was born with this sending, receiving. Were you, Adelana, when you were little, do you remember always just being able to hear other people and feel them sending and receiving to you?
Yes, I've even seen people that weren't there, and I physically saw them. And my babysitters didn't know what to do with it. They thought I was imagining things, but I know that I saw them. I don't know if it was parallel realities or...
I think it was very much that, and I love what you just said there, parallel realities. You'll hear these different wordings a lot with those psychic children. I was one who raised my two boys very open because of that reason with children in it. And we joked. There's a cartoon, a commercial on YouTube of this the psychic child that scares the babysitter, and I laughed watching it because I know that my two boys, they would tell me, you know, we can do it in 10 minutes. And they would go through and do energies and things like you were just saying. Now, someone who knows would have saw the energy, but like Adelana's saying, you know, she's like, here she was always able to do. And that's something common you guys will find out. Those of you who have children and are working with them now and seeing your children with a gift. One of the things was they used to say, okay, if they have the little secret friend and they've got this stuff, here's all the answers. Sometimes, and as we've all proven, and they've been proving through cycling through years, some of those were the guides. Some of this has been energy work like Alana just had. Here, she's always been like, we've always been able to see these other energies. They were helping her also, I'm sure, like they were with me when we were growing up, to get us through those lessons so that we were able to, you know, get through life and what they wanted. So I thank Alana. I would like you to stay on the line with us a little bit, if you would,
okay.
And come along with me on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to go into the. We've got quite a few waiting. I thank you guys. Good. Thank you. And I'm looking at. We've got 248. Thank you for being waiting. You're with Psychic on Jethro and Alana. How are you today?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Very good.
My name's Mike, and I was just calling. I'm kind of contemplating a move this year. And kind of thinking the Southwest and just kind of seeing if business will fall in line to allow me to make that jump.
Mm. All right, Mike, I feel the sense in here. And Adelana, would you like to load a you feeling? Would you like to go first or do you want me to?
I'm not like a professional psychic, but I see you like moving, and I see you being very happy and probably sharing it with another person. Being having hobbies or something related to career, something, some new projects coming through?
Yes, I mean, there are, that's what I kind of, I'm in commercial finance and investment, so there's always new proposals that come in on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that happening with you, and I agree very much when Alana was talking about you. I see you doing the new energies. I see you also beginning to really take off in some work that you've been looking at and it happening. I agree very much. And the angels are telling me with Mike that you kind of are having some kind of a struggle within your own things of how many things you can take on. The guys are telling me that you've got a force of what you're doing, and you've got like a lot of things you want to do right now, and you're struggling with trying to contain yourself is what they're showing me.
Well, it's a fairly new business, less than a year of being on my own. And then I also, you know, wait tables part-time to take care of the day-to-day stuff. And I also am, you know, taking a mediumship development that I'm under a year, but, you know, I wasn't born into, well, I should say, I know everybody's born into it, but again, you know, I wasn't seeing things as a young child or anything like that, like you guys have experienced and so forth. So it's more of a learning thing. So I literally want all that stuff to happen now. And so that's, I guess that's kind of my frustration.
I love that. This is perfect. And this is what, you know, this is the thing. And I do agree. This is a theory with different ones of us. And I very much believe everyone has the gift. I do agree that it happens at different levels and times. I've worked with people who pretty much, I mean, a lifestyle that was so adamant against it. Everybody's like, well, they could have been. And they're just like, you know, this is really something. And in two classes in Sedona, I've seen them, like you said there, just it happens. Where I've seen people I've known for years and what they go through. What I love about the angels and the guides is just what you were talking there. You're ready for it to happen. The guides have put something there for you. You're doing a mediumship. And what I see happening for you real strong in some of this is I see your development. Alana, what do you feel here with Mike? Are you getting that?
I just see him getting more into his spiritual side, and also, like, you know, we have a spiritual side, but we also have work. So work is going there, but I think one has to be very much in harmony and in balance with everything to manifest. And I see him having something going on with his work where I see things coming through and going for him, but I don't know exactly what it is. I just see him communicating with people, shaking hands and signing papers and everything related to work. That's
okay,
what I see.
Well, let me drop one. There's a project of LTNs, which are Brazilian bonds and gold.
I feel that. I feel that is part of what the guys are telling me, that those are the things that are really there happening. There's some kind of a situation with you that is going in between these that is something doing a little of the delay. I don't feel that it's you, but I feel there's an in between something here that's causing you and you're working with it. You're able to handle it. I feel that it's going to be there, but it's some kind of conquest that you took by getting this going too.
Okay.
You know, I feel that really good, and I really thank you. They kept telling me to watch for fours with it, Mike. I'm getting that with you. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to please keep watching, become one of our followers, and Mike, you're going to have to come on later with your mediation show and do a help with this on the Psyche's Gone Wild.
Oh yeah, let me get a little bit more time in, then absolutely.
Excellent, cool. I'm gonna go on to the next one. I thank you for calling. We're going right in, and this is Psychic's Gone Wild. Thank you guys for calling. This is Psychic Jethro, and you've got Psychic Jethro and Adelana. We've also today with going with it. You've got us on Living on a Psychic Realm, and here we go. 719.
719. Is that me?
That's you. How are you
this
today?
This is Kelly. How you doing?
Really good. This is Kelly off of Tuesdays and Thursdays with the Destiny cards.
Just hanging in and listening today. Just giving some support here.
Great. No problem. I'm going through, and we're going to go right into the next. Well, thank you. And this is
cool.
Me and Alana. Sorry, I keep trying to mess up her name today.
Alana.
Thank you. And we got 318. We're going right in. You've got three of us on here today on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you doing today, 318?
I am so fabulous.
Yay. I'm glad you called and shared it with us. I'm glad. This is Psychic Jethro. We're here. We're doing some Psychic Gone Wild work, and we give out a little free mini reading. What I feel with you is I'd like you just to say your name, and then we'll go a little bit into the energy and kind of go from there if you're all right.
My name's Katie. I'm in right outside of Sedona, Arizona.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. I feel with you, I feel some really strength happening here with you. I feel you're, you know, I love that you're positive in the energy, but I also really like with you that there's something really good happening here with your abilities. This is a day, if you noticed, I just got on by myself, and then I've had three callers, all three are psychic, mm-hmm. And you've got some energy here going on too, Katie. You've got some... You know, I am
one of the ones you've been waiting for too.
Okay. I was like, boy, this is our day. And I should have known, you guys. I was on the phone with Balboa 2 minutes up until this show. I flipped over, the computer's been giving me trouble, it flipped on, everything happened, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these 318s, all these numbers. Her number comes up 318. I just laugh, and I'm glad.
Well, I'm from Louisiana, but I'm in Arizona.
I love that. See, and I'm in Tampa, Florida, but my phone number's from Arizona, and mine comes up from Sedona.
That's why I even called. I was like, Oh, he was in the Cottonwood area at least, Verde Valley. Yeah, the Pike County.
Very excellent. Well, and I'm feeling with you as you were kind of on here that you've got some new strength this year that's happening for you, that you're putting out a lot of energy to help everyone. It seems like you've got, I feel there's a new thing happening for you that's coming real soon, Katie. It seems like you've not only got here, but I feel this relationship. That's what's happening. And I'm going to go about this. I apologize if I'm blunt. I'm just a Scorpio, and I get real quick when I go through this, if you've listened to my shows.
Well, you know what? I'm a Capricorn. I take it.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Okay, let's get in there. Now, we're adult. We got mature rating. What I'm trying to say here and what's going to happen is I feel like you've been really strengthening up. I feel that you're also not done with some problems with this relationship. I feel like you're reaching in there. I feel there's something happening for you that is unique. It's like this wasn't supposed to happen or something. There's something going on here the guys are showing me for you. They keep saying that you are, not only you've got ability, but you've got something else that's going on with you. Someone else or something's kind of blocking you with the things. You're fighting here with someone. It's like as you take one more step with it, I feel you doing it. I also feel with you that you got a stubbornness with this Capricorn sometimes that you deliberately like to beat the odds. Sometimes you'll just do this. You'll grab onto something and flip it around like it's like you remind me, unfortunately, of it's funny you said Louisiana, but you know that? Grab onto something and just, I had one of my teachers, all of you guys who've read the book knows, Abby came from Lake Charles, Louisiana, a beautiful place we went through coming here. But she was like that. She was a very strong person. And when she saw something, she was very good, very right. But, you know, if you felt you could beat the odds, you're not going to give up. I feel that with you, Katie. I also feel that you've got some other kind of blessing coming up for you this year that's going to be more weight in gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very beautiful with you. I feel that there's a little bit of tears here I get from the other angels with you that you're also got some people that are over there on the other side rooting you on.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to step back one bit, and they're not going to go anywhere but what they've got. They told me you asked for these angels to all of a sudden, you had enough, is what they're saying. They said last year you had enough, and then all of a sudden this all started changing. You're also, I feel with your other ability that you're putting out some extra work here. You've got some other things happening here that I keep hearing this. They keep saying that as the rain, it's something to do with, it's like the emotion of the rain is going to wash us away as we're going into that. Now, that makes sense to me being in Sedona because if you guys have ever been to Sedona, it'll be sun and rain at the same time. And it's telling me, they're saying you're going to have the sun and the rain. So while we're having those weather there in the next month, you're going to be also going through this. This is something you're going through. You're happy, you're really good, but you're doing a little shedding of tears that, you're a little ornery. You said to be, you know, to treat you that way, but you're a little ornery. You've got some healing yourself going on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. And I thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and we've got Lana. Is there anything you're picking up here for Katie you'd like to share?
Lana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. I see a lot of beautiful energy. I see that. That psychic intuitive ability very strong, and I see that I kind of see you, you know, as somebody who needs to really take care of their spiritual side and their soul and just go and do something for fun, do whatever you like, do some hobbies, do go be around flowers, be around decorations, be around whatever is your passion, your thing, to do whatever you love, and it will help you. And that's what I see.
Well, that's very good. What do you want to give us back, Katie? We know you're here, and I could feel your energies. What are you picking up? Are you ready to psychically return a favor?
Yes, you spoke. It was just like, because what's gone on, especially in the past 2 months more, because my birthday is January 10th, and I turned 26. And then from there, it's like, I'm a, you know, no excuses. That's what's been going on with me. And I was in and out of this relationship for 4 years, and I ended it, and it was hard, and I ended it because of ethics in my heart. And since then, I was growing, but the universe brought me this other divine being that was a reflection of the sunny side, but also I have the sad side going on. And now that I've just been in the healer stance of everything, I have, like, especially this week, every morning, been crying so much. even though I'm happy. And and when you said that about, you know, the rain and sun, I got God bumps all over my body because I've just been trying to understand why it is that I'm, like, going so deeply through these things, which, of course, it's my birthright to do so, but it just gave me a lot of understanding, and I really appreciate that.
Thank
Clarity
you.
Clarity for the clear one.
Oh, thank you very much. That means a lot to me, and I want you to do me a favor. Please join in, come in. We're going to be on Psychics Gone Wild, coming back and forth, and I welcome you, like, you know, as we did here, you were like family. If you get a chance, do psychicjethro@AOL.com and become one of our chatters. We have a lot of people doing that. I know those of you who, we just recently added my Facebook to this, so you guys know, and I'd like to kind of keep with you on the fact that, you know, you've come home. I feel you and your energy. We're here for you, and that's what we're here to do, to help. And we thank you, and please stay with us and listen on the line here. We're going to go right into the next person, and that's 510. How are you doing?
Oh, hello. I'm Peachy Keen. My name is Denise.
Denise, great. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and you've got Casey Kelly, and you've got Aliana. And I'm going to keep messing up her name until I get Aliana today. I can't say it. But we're on here, and what we're having happen today is we've got a lot of energy. I thank you, Denise, for calling in, and I welcome you. We've also just talked to Katie, who's out in Arizona, and you're on the line. Would you like to go ahead and talk a little, or would
certainly will. I do. I have, you know, I'm kind of in a dilemma. Not a dilemma. I think everybody would like to be in the situation. I had an interview on Monday, which I thought went very well. There was a couple of downsides, pros and cons, if I get that job. So I'm sure I'll be hearing in the next week or two or whatever. It's an industry that interests me. I'm now starting to work with a headhunter for the first time, and he's bringing stuff to me and getting excited. If I am offered the job that I interviewed with on Monday, should I take it, or will he bring me something that would be better suited for me?
Oh, go ahead. What are you feeling on you? What are you feeling?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I see that, you know, it's going to be a job offer. Were you going to like everything they're going to offer? I'm not quite sure about that. I see you like kind of getting excited and looking into that. But it's almost like you could do that, you know, like for finances and for the money. But like I almost feel like there's like another opportunity somewhere where it's like a little bit time from now. And I see it coming from somewhere else. I see you kind of looking at it, but it's your choice what you want. And I think that like whenever we choose employment, we are supposed to choose whatever can help us grow and be the best thing for us. How can they help us? Not how we can help us, but kind of like you need me more than I need you perspective. That is. You know, what you want, how you can grow, because sometimes we have more skills and abilities than our employers.
Right, and I want something that's going to enrich my soul in a place that I should be at for this duration of my life. And I'm just kind of confused as to, you know, if that job offer comes, if that's the right thing. The pay is not what I want. It's a quarter of what I'm accustomed to making, and there's a bit of a commute. But the industry is something that is of interest to me.
And I agree with what she was saying with you're doing this, and I do see what happens is that the interest, I also see you making it happen. I'm feeling really strong with you, Denise, that this is, it's not just a leap of faith, this is actually a strengthening for both to happen. Part of it is you're kind of a go-getter. I mean, you kind of, what I'm feeling from you is that this is a little bit, in the same breath as putting you in there, is going to also break out some new openings. It's going to come. I feel that the guides are also saying that part of what they want is they want you in a little different water. They're pushing you a little more out there in that strength. I saw something that happened for you, and the guides are showing me is that as you were looking and things going there, they kind of not limited you, but the guides are kind of steering you towards this. I feel like everything's kind of pointing you towards this, and it's
really
got, I feel there's an energy there, and I think it's something to go through, I would say, with it. I also feel that as you're in that position, you're going to have some other things coming up around that, too. I think that's what it is. It's like it's opening in this perspective, and I see that at first it seems to be, like you said, it is a little bit of a commute, it is it, but it also is a new strengthening for you. I also feel another thing coming. I feel they keep saying, you know, this is a Native American saying, always wait for the second, and what I feel is the second foot and the other thing coming is there's going to be another energy here, and I feel this, you know, you're going to have to contact us back because it's soon. They're telling me here within the next almost 8 days. So here we are, April 4th. Yeah, it's my grandson's birthday. Happy birthday, Robert. It's like as you look at the 8 and the 4, 12th, April 12th, you can see the energy going there and you can see that happening. You can see everything strengthening and I see another thing starting to happen. You're kind of, and right now with this headhunter, am I correct, Denise? Has there been any paperwork brought out or anything that you have to decide right now?
No, he's got an interview lined up for me on Friday.
Okay, that makes sense. That fits right into what I'm feeling. I feel this going through, then I feel that also at that same time when this is kind of going in, they'll be going together. And you definitely, we've got a show every day. You're going to have to keep us informed, Denise. You've got it popping there. I can feel the energy with you.
Yeah.
Everything's just happening, and I think that's a really good thing. And so I feel that's what we both got. And
may I ask? So the job that I had on Monday, he had nothing to do with. I do feel they're going to offer me that position quite a bit less in pay. Should I accept it or should I work with this headhunter and have him continue to bring me opportunities?
Ooh, okay. Kelly, what are you feeling now?
What's her, I'd like to get her birthday.
My birth date is 7956.
Okay, and as we're going, she's looking that up and kind of going through there a little bit, and what we're having happen here, and we're going through with you is that I feel that, you know, like you said there, this is a hard choice. This is where it's good to have the psychics because we're getting outside things to help her with what you guys are hearing and seeing, what Denise has got, and that, I mean, this whole thing with it outcoming is you got to have these choices. They're also telling me the free will here is, what I'm feeling is that you've also, you've got another choice coming. I also feel psychically that this headhunter, as you call it, is pretty much, if you take this and miss, you've missed the shot, right?
Yes.
That's what, okay, so that's right, and that's what I'm getting, and I feel this, I apologize. See, all you guys are getting to see with the psychic. We don't know the other area. Sometimes it's good to kind of work with it and get Denise to talk a little, because then her guides are showing us a little more. They seem to be, what I feel, pushing her into that. Alana, would you say that? Do you feel they're pushing her?
I definitely, and, you know, I feel like she has a lot of, you know, abilities and gifts that, you know, she knows her, whatever she's doing, like, really, really, really well on a very high level.
And they're saying that also, like, if you were to wait, even the worst case thing, and you just wait, everything dropped, it's going to happen again. I feel within, after this period, within a good month, it's going to do again. And you're a hard worker. That's what they kept telling me. They also were telling me that when you got, and to me, when she said headhunter and the energy, what I felt and what I'm sensing there is this, the guys want this to happen. The guys want this to happen. So I would say this would be something I would do, you know, because that's.
Want this to happen, do they want me to work with this headhunter or take the job that he has nothing to do with, that I interviewed with on Monday?
Wait and see. What I'm getting is, wait and see what happens on Friday. It's like, so you'll have the Monday interview under your belt. See what happens with the Friday one. And it's like, and you'll have a choice there.
Okay.
So
all right.
Like, and that'll give you, because that's going to give you two opportunities. And that's kind of what you're doing this year, is like you've got a lot of stuff with opportunities coming up. And I'm not sure what it indicates here is like you're going to have a year of success in creative fields, and it says, you know, such as acting or performing, something like that. But you've got some really good opportunities, you know, but it's like it comes down to give that second interview a chance. And then it's like, and then you have, you know, I'm not going to say flip a coin, but it's, you'll see pros and cons with both, and see what happens.
Okay. But I am definitely being spiritually guided to wherever I'm going.
Always.
Okay. That's good.
One other thing it does say is you're going to become more financially successful by assuming a position of leadership and power in your business or job. So whichever one of these gives you more of an opportunity to have that leadership ability, that would be a good indication to go with that.
And yes, and keep us informed, Denise, because we're going to be putting our votes behind you. Everybody, we want the best possible thing for this person at the times we're in. So we're looking at energy, and we've got to thank you guys. We're going to take a minute here. We're on Psychics Gone Wild, and we've only got a half an hour show today. We give a little bit. I apologize to those of you who've had to wait so long. We do a mini one. We always ask you to please go ahead and get a hold of us. Contact us if you can. You know, we thank you guys. I love when you guys come in, and I love the fact of, you know, you call with us. But, you know, if we go a little bit, I will sometimes ask that we kind of do a minimum one. I know it's fun to have this. We all enjoy it, and I love doing it. One of the things is to ensure everybody gets in. I'm getting a lot of flack that I do go. So I do thank you guys. We're going to go right into the next call, 410.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you? This is Psychic Jethro and Psychic's Gone Wild. Thank you for waiting so long.
Not a problem. It's been really inspiring listening to everyone's, readings. And I guess my question is more relationship-based, but doing a lot of inner work, too, and I'm just wondering how you see I'm doing with that.
Very cool. Okay. And
Can I get a birthday on that?
I'm sorry?
Can I get a birthday on that?
Sure, September 9th, 75.
Okay. And we've got three of us here, so we're going to get, Anna, you're going to get bounced around like a ball, but it's the fun thing about it is you get to hear the variety of it. We've got another psychic, the female psychic, and you've got the male psychic, and you've got a psychic who's doing destiny cards. So we're like, giving you a versatility. And what I love about Psychics Gone Wild, as I was saying, is you guys calling in, please, you know, hang with us, bear with us. I apologize if it's taken a few minutes, but we will get to you. What I've got here, Anna, and what I'm really feeling with it is that I feel that you're working on it. I feel that there's been a shift in your energy that you're coming to some resolutions in what's going to happen the next couple months over taxes, people, energies of what you want, and I feel that you're going to be able to handle this. It's just like it's kind of coming together, and it's been recent here through Mercury retrograde, which has been the last 2 weeks that it's come together.
Yes, definitely.
Feel that. I feel you're really very much not just gifted, but you're also really handling this. And this is the frustrating thing. Those of us who are sensitive will know you really have to kind of go with that. We kind of get into the energy of it. We were talking with other people saying, okay, what do you want to have happen? What you really want to do and you want to encourage is the change. And Anna, to me, that's what you're feeling, Anna. I feel like you're going through a little bit of a healing crisis here. I feel like your energy is kind of shaky. And then it's just really there because you're physically losing some things. I feel that your energy is really going to the DNA here.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that. And I feel that this is going to be good. I'm like, get them. You know, I'm the one everybody knows. If it starts to hurt, I go get pizza or Cheetos. I'm like, that's my ass. I'm like, that's good. They're like, you look so healthy. And I go, it's for one day. And I will agree, one day. I have friends that are fasting, and I'm glad for them. And my number is McDonald's come over because I'm the one that's going, I'm hungry. But I can feel that energy. And I feel also something that's really happening for you and strength and things going is it's going to be even more positive in the up and coming days. But you've got something here with some big decisions that you have you have something that has to be handled or something here in April, and then you're going to have a whole new effect from it.
Okay.
That's what they're telling me. They said be careful. Notice that you don't have to react so quick. Even though it's pending, you gather your forces in how you react to it. Don't do your usual. Be a rabbit. You know, rabbits survive because they do the unexpected. You always see how the bunnies are getting eaten in the wildlife. The few times the bunny doesn't get eaten is it does the unexpected. Those who have totems of that or energy, you'll see them do that unexpected. People are like, they got lucky. Well, that's what makes the bunny lucky, doing that unexpected. And
okay. You've
got Kelly here. And Kelly, what did you get?
I got some general things for her romance in relationships. She's a two of diamonds. And these people have strong and fixed attitudes and ideas and principles about love that are on one hand very admirable. On the other hand, on the flip side of the coin, can be your greatest hurdle to your romantic and emotional happiness. A lot of you got to learn that love and marriage are more than your fixed ideas about them. Once you're in a relationship, whether it's bad or good, you're usually kind of stuck there by those same fixed principles, and it can cause you to linger where you're not happy. And when that happens, you can get bitter and inclined to negativity. You can manifest this argumentative side of the Two of Diamonds card. You got a strong, often hidden need for affection, which can go unnoticed or unacknowledged because you get so involved in the mental side of your life and your work, your business, that deep inner need for affection and self-respect is at the heart of most of your relationship issues and problems. That's kind of ongoing. I was kind of taking a little forward look here into where you're at for the year. Let's see, because you're a September 9th, you're a Virgo. Also, your Jack of Spades is your planetary ruling card. You've got a strong creative urge to your personality that can manifest in several ways. You might feel drawn toward acting or artistic expression, or if you're not, you've got a lot of creativity that you can apply to whatever work you're doing. Jack of Spades is also called the card of the thief, and because of that creative influence, people with this card, you can make a few distinctions in the era of honesty, you know, when it comes to getting what you want. It's one of the one-eyed Jacks. Therefore, sometimes others see you as being one-sided in your opinions and attitudes, and that's also the card of, this is also the card of the spiritual initiate. You can feel drawn towards the study of spiritual subjects, which can transform your life to a higher level. So being involved in spiritual things is a really good thing. At age 36, it's a major completion year for you this year, because you've got some nines in your reading, and those always indicate a nine. Think of a high school graduation. It's like, you know, you've worked for years, you know, you graduated from high school, so it's like it's the ending of a time, but it's also the opening of another door. So a lot of times endings, if you're not ready, you know, if you think you're not ready to let go of them, can come across as very disappointing. But if you go, okay, you know, this is like graduation, it's like this is no longer serving me really well, so I need to kind of like, you know, thank it, bless it. I've gone through this past work to get where I'm at, and it's like this door is closing, another door is opening. You don't have, you know, you don't forget things. You still have your memories, but you move forward into a new area. And that's kind of what's going, what I'm getting with your relationship stuff this year is like it's kind of what's going on.
Okay.
Anna, what do you feel with us on this psychic energy? What are you getting with us? Do you want to talk
to them? I see a lot of, like, I see a lot of angels around her, like spiritual energy, and I see her being very happy with whatever she's doing. Going inside, yes, there's some certain things that is going to come on to her in her life to work on, but they're going to be good things. And I don't know what it is exactly, something to do about a child or something to do about like a man, like a guy. I don't know what it is related to.
Oh, very good. Woo, Anna. What do you think?
Okay. Well, it's been I'm going through a lot of like the changes and the shifts and the endings that you all just explained. So you kind of affirmed where I am and you know what I can expect in the near future. So that was a lot of information. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Please
got one real quick thing, Denise. Mm-hmm. There's an influence here for you that would be a good time to start a new business or job. But it's also going to be opening on deeper levels for you. So it's like, you know, a lot of transition.
Excellent.
Okay. Even better. Thank you so much.
Anna,
I appreciate
Anna.
It.
Thank you, Anna. And we're going into 786. We know we've got 15, 18, 16 minutes left. I was going right through
Hello.
The door. So quick. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. 786, how are you?
Yes, how are you?
Very good.
I would like a reading, please.
Sure, you want to give us your first name and date of birth?
Nicole, and date of birth is June 29th.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, well, Nicole, I'll start with the energy with you. I feel that you're a person that's going through some things that you're looking in life. I feel like things are starting to happen for you. Anna, do you feel there's a relationship? You've got three psychics on the phone. So we got one doing your birth date, one doing the energy, and is anyone feeling that? I'm not picking up that you're in a relationship right now.
I am, actually.
Okay. See, and Nicole, that's why we ask, like, your date of birth and all the things, just so we can be honest. We want to help you, and so it's like, I don't know why, but you need a reading on the relationship, because I'm still not picking that person up. So you've been in this relationship for a while?
Yeah, it's a long distance, so maybe that's why you probably don't picking it up.
Oh, no, that's good to know, because it, you know, and I feel like that we've also got some other things kind of happening that I feel like as this goes, it's only a transition for you this year, and I feel like there's going to be some other things work for you, Nicole.
Okay, and can you go in more depth about my long distance, and is that the part of the transition with that, or?
I feel that, and I do feel that there's something's going to happen in that relationship. I feel that it's hard for me when I keep picking up the energy. It's not just the in between. I've read for people that, you know, I read from all over the world. I have people like United Kingdom and Australia,
oh.
And they have people in a relationship. And the only reason I'm bringing that, you know, to tell you is that I feel that there's something going, because they're like in America and their relationships are there. What I feel is happening with you and this person, I need to get a first name, but I feel like there's something going wrong there. Something's, Nicole, it's not
Michael.
Michael,
Michael,
thank you, Nicole. I feel like there's a transition happening here, and that's the word. I do think that you two are, whether that transition is bringing you two together or that transition is something happening, but when I go to relationship, I get to keep showing me this year like it's like off the map, like there's some stuff going on, and I think that's where I feel you're a real good person. I feel that what's happened there with him is that's why I feel like there's something there. I feel like a time apart or something with you two, more than just distance. I'm sorry, and that's where you've got me going, because when I went to do the energy, it's like if you've listened to the shows on all the years of this, when I feel it, it's like it does quick. And the guys just went. I went to go out there. They said that he also, you've got something else happening. You've got something there going on where you are that your time and energy is being pulled. I feel like you're being like you're helping take care of someone or something there.
Mm-hmm.
That will do a different energy, you know, here. And I feel that. I feel like that there's part of what's also happening. I feel like you've got some other things going on there, you know, Nicole. And anyone else, you other two psychics, what are you feeling here for a little quick? We're going to have to do quick because we've got about 12 minutes before and we've got six people waiting.
Okay. With her, all I'm getting is kind of sad. She's kind of sad with something. And it's like I'm not positive what. It's like you say, there's kind of a blank there. Where that relationship is, you know, is, so it's like I'm not sure what's going on there, but it feels like, you know, there's some real sadness, there's some real heartfelt something going on. It's like, you know, either
on my end or his end or both.
Say that again.
Is it on my end or his end or both?
A lot with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so, you know, like I say, I'm not so sure with him, or maybe you're feeling stuff for him, not sure, but it's like there's just a lot of sad. And it's kind of like, what are you
mm-hmm. Can you tell me how he feels about the relationship? His name is Michael.
Long distance. How I'm gonna ask one of those. How long is the long distance? It's like, have you guys ever met? You know, do you get any?
Oh yeah,
together?
We've met. We have mutual friends. Yes.
Okay.
Not like an internet type of thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
In my instance, I would tell Nicole probably to do a picture reading, eBay reading, or an email, because part of it is the two energies that need to be put together and then have the reading, because we're reading from her to him through the phone, and I think that's what's hurting her. And I do think that I feel like whatever's going, this energy she's doing, I feel that Nicole's got a lot happening there, and I feel like that's going with it. 757 will be right with you. I apologize, we've got a little bit of interference, so we're going to hold you, and then we'll be right there, 757. What we've got happening also is as you're going through energy and stuff, I feel that your guides are also working with you, Nicole, on some things there that I feel that this relationship, it's that we want to make sure on the accuracy. When you're calling for, like, this is a free mini one, we're kind of going quick. I'd like to see that. Please send, you know, your email and get an email reading is what I would suggest.
I will.
You know?
Okay, just lastly, when do you feel that Michael will reach out? Because we're kind of, maybe that's why you're feeling like a funny energy, because we're kind of both at a standpoint. I'm trying to prove a point, and he's trying to prove a point, and we're not talking right now, but I know the love is there, and he does not want to lose me. So do you pick up on when you feel he'll reach out to me?
I feel that he's going to basically reach out to you, and I feel like other things are going to happen here for it. I feel like part of what's also going to go here is that there's going to be some kind of discussion here real soon. It's going to be able to handle it, and I think that's where you're going to find out where things are kind of going with it. There.
Yes.
You know, and I feel that's going to happen here. I feel like
when
I'm not. That's, you know, it's too much to go with that. And I you know, we're going to have to look and see with the time. And that's where we've got the other things. I thank you, Nicole. We're going right on to 757. You've been patient for like 20 minutes, and I thank you. Sorry you're on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Deanna.
Hi, Bianca. This is Jethro. How are you?
Hi. Well, I'm fine. I know you are limited on time, so I'll guess I'll try to ask my questions fast.
Sorry. I feel bad. We always try to give out more.
It's okay. Well, relationship-wise, with Sean, my birthday is October 21st, 81. I don't know if he's cheating again. I don't know if he is. I don't know what's going on with us. Do you feel like we're going to work it out, or are we just going to, well, separate ways?
I feel there's something here happening. I feel that they said that you're going to make a decision regardless. They said part of it is that I feel like he's been, there's something here with him and you that he it's like he fights so hard to get you, but then once he gets you, he kind of goes into what I call the silly boy phase. He goes into this, okay, I've got a relationship, and then things start happening a little different. Kelly's back. I don't know what happened. Kelly got bumped off.
I got bumped. It's like I got into, do you want to hear Hartford in a financial thing? I'm like, no.
Okay. Sorry, the psychic's going. But what I get here with you and your relationship back to the client is that I get some really intense things going on there, and I get some things happening for you. Is I feel like I feel that there is something going with Sean, and I think this is sad. I feel like the fun of it for him is having the chase with you. I feel that he loves you. And yet he at times has, I feel that he loves other, I feel like he gets into this. There's something going on here for him. I'm going to be real blunt, and please don't get pissed or write me bad stuff, because I've got enough this week.
I'm not. I mean, I don't know if it's he. If you say you do see him, something's going on with him as far as another woman.
I feel something going on, and I feel what's happening is I think it's a test. I think it's the angels, and I think they're working with him. I see you two. I see you kind of coming out of it. I see you and him sitting down, and you said together. I see it, but I see it's kind of boiling, and I feel the angels are doing some of this. Some of it's Mercury retrograde, which is confusing with things. Mm-hmm. Some of it's right now, and we're in the middle of April, or starting April, and this always happens in energy of Aries. People kind of just headbutt. You know, they joke about the animals. We kind of go through a little cycle of our own, depending on different ways. You guys' astrology says that. What I'm seeing happen for you really strong is I'm seeing him pretty much go through the energies. I'm seeing him handle the strengths. I'm seeing everything there pretty much going through all of it. And I see him pretty much going into, I get there's someone trying to get his attention or something. I feel like there's some kind of an infatuation little thing going back and forth. And that's where I feel like you and him sitting down and doing the adult thing of, you know, I'm not being jealous. I'm not being indifferent. I just kind of want to know, you know, you're staying where you need to be. You know, that's a little Southern, and that is my name. But it's a polite way of saying, you know, stay home, take care of what you got home. You don't want to lose it. I know the guys are telling me that if he lost or you left him or something happened, he would be very deficit. I do know that in his heart he loves you. So I am defending you, Sean, if you're listening, because I get yelled at a lot on this show.
Do you feel like that we're going to part ways?
I feel there's going to come a problem. I do feel there's going to come a problem. And I think what's really sad about it, and what I pick up from you, is I feel that you're a good person. I feel your thing is you just don't, there's some things that aren't making sense, is what I feel. And I feel what's kind of happened there, Sean. Please get a reading, you know, like we do with them. I know everybody's like, oh, you're always advertising. But part of it's where this woman's getting a real quick reading, and we're doing the last few minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Sit down and give, like, me that time, that half an hour. You know, you guys call from the Blog Talk Radio. I give you deals. So
yeah.
Get a hold of me and sit down and do, because what I feel also happening for you and your energy is I feel the guys are also testing you. If you choose in free will to break up with him and go this time, you both may be sad, but I see you kind of going on. I see something really odd here with him. I feel like he was playing around again. Those who've listened to my shows for the years, you know how I get crazy on that. But what I'm really getting here is that I feel there's a miscommunication in some of it. Some of it is I feel that you two, something's gotten to the spark, and I don't think it's just you two. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. I'm starting to
I feel it, and you're okay. You know, we've got the last. I apologize to those of you guys who know we've run out of our time, and what we'll do is we welcome all of you guys to call 773-897-6461. Tomorrow, I know Kelly's going to be on for, I think, a two-hour show. Some of us are doing hour shows during the week. I, unfortunately, have got so much. But what I love to do is I'm going to go that with you, and what I'm going to go to make sure you're getting the best reading with this for Sean is I feel that you and him are going to go through this. Like you said, you don't know what to think, but I do know what's happened. And I think what's gone here is the angels are also testing him a little bit on, you guys, there's some kind of a, I still feel like it's outside influence a little bit. And I think that, don't get offended, like I said earlier, but I think you're good for him. But I think there's other people not so happy that you're with him because, you know, you're not shy. You're kind of, I pick up when someone's your man, you're there with your man. You know, and I think that's a quality. And my life, you know, I think that's a very good thing. But I feel, and what I keep getting here is I feel like you've got some little, what I call the outside influences, messing with you. And I really feel sad because I see them trying to get in the energy. I see them also trying to do oddward things with you guys. You know, and what I'm getting here is I see this coming to a head, and I would like to, like I said, have you go ahead and contact one of us on a real strong reading, because what we want to do is help you, and I think that's where your angels have been trying to get across to you, is that I think it's in the making. I think there's something, and you know, and the sad thing is you have other people that want to date you. That's the funny thing. I mean, Sean knows that. You know, not to be honored, but you're calling doing this, but I'm kind of laughing because I can feel your energy, and it's like, you got people kind of checking you out, but they all know you belong to Sean. There's no, you know, there's none of this, hello, okay, you're nice, but you keep a thing here, and that's what the angels are saying. They said the real hard thing is it just needs to come, he needs to come out with this, and it also to relieve that there's something building stress between you two or someone that I call, you know, nosy neighbors, odd people, and I think some of it's, unfortunately, you're strong, but I think sometimes Sean gets a little silly. That's what I get.
I see that you're a very charming woman.
Cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to. The phone's doing it, so go ahead and tell her. Thank you. She was telling you very charming, and we've got with the other energies. We seem to have lost connection with her, and I thank her. I guess she said she'd give us quick, and she ran. We probably scared her. We thank you. We do have time now. We've got a couple minutes. 443, you're on.
Hi, yes, this is Felicia.
Hey, Felicia. Well, thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. You got two whole minutes to go wild.
I just wanted to know what's in my future as far as this year.
Ooh, okay. Do you want to go ahead and give her a little bit of a reading, or would you rather I? Okay. Felicia, what I'm feeling here with you, can you hear me?
Yes.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I need to get your date of birth.
12/25.
You were born 1925?
No, I'm born on Christmas.
Oh, okay, 12/25 and then the year. Good. Oh, you scared me. I was like, you can't be that old. You and the Cadbury ghost, I'm out of here. I'm kidding. Go with it. So you were, very good. Christmas baby, 12/25 and then the year?
1988.
Oh, very good. Congratulations. My son was born in 1988. What I really feel with the energy and the things happening here with you and some of the stuff going on with you, Felicia, is I feel you really strengthening, and this year being one of those years that you've kind of dealt with something with health here. I feel like this is a Capricorn. That's your astrology. You pretty much went some other stuff, and I feel that this is the month you're pretty much putting in a lot of effort of what you want to have life do for you. And one of those things is you're looking pretty much strongly into having something here. I see a new... There's something here with your career. It's like I see you taking an extra step. And when we say year, I'm saying from April now to April 13th, I see you taking on some other positives, and I see that being a real good time for you. They're telling me to watch in June and July. Do not, at that time, attempt to do a lot of outside things. Just take it cash. I know that's hard. Here it is, the summer month. But they're showing me, like, you know, this is a time where you're kind of getting your bearings about things. They show me that there's a relationship for you new coming. I feel you've had people that liked you, but it's never really blossomed stronger with them. There's a friendship there that's going to turn stronger for you.
Okay.
I feel that very strong, and I thank you. Please get a hold of us again. You know our number. I'm going to do one more phone call because we've got people really trying to have been waiting for a while. 954, we lost. I don't know what's going on. We've got 702. Hello, 702.
Jethro?
Yes.
Hi. I don't need a reading. I'm just listening in. It's Jan.
Yay.
And I just love the show. It's great. Oh, great show.
Thank you. We just love you. And congratulations. I'm just like so excited.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're the one who's doing all this. You're doing a great job with all your psychics on these shows. And we just love listening to them. And I wish I could listen to them more. I keep missing so many of them. But I'm going to try and get in there and see if I can listen to them more because they're all great. And you're fantastic. So I just wanted to say hi.
I'm glad you did. And thank you. We've had all of our friends teasing us that we're back and stronger than ever. Today with Adlana, we've got Celeste is here from Sedona. She's doing Mondays. And we've got a surprise astrologer coming from Arizona.
Wow.
It's getting better. And I thank you. That means a lot to me. And I kept you in my prayers.
Oh.
I know you're a very good person. And we...
Oh.
Sandra, she loves you dearly. She's on Sundays, and we joked when we had to stop there for a little bit, and she told me, she says, I talked to Jan, and Jan told me we're going to be on. I said, well, Jan's our friend. She knows. It made my
Aww.
Day.
That's nice.
And I thank you. So you've been down in the stomping ground of Florida, huh?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've been in the Bahamas, yeah.
Oh, Bahamas, yeah.
So I recommend if you get a chance to go down there sometime.
Oh, I will very much. I will put that in. We're putting our vote in. Everybody that knows the stuff here, this is the last of the show, so we thank all of you guys that have came in. If you're bored, we're going to say thank you for calling Psychic Scott. I'm going to joke with my friend Jan. I just had went. We went to Maui, and we got back from Maui, and we've been talking about where to go to. And I wanted to do Bermuda Triangle. It's my Scorpio personality, and my Gemini relationship's like, you're going to do what? And I said, Bermuda Triangle sounds so cool.
Wow, really?
You're
brave.
They go, you thought you were joking about Gilligan's Island. We're going to Marco Island for New Year's Eve. Or not New Year's Eve, listen to me. You can tell I do the holidays. Marco Island for Easter, and we'll find out from there. The friends were all talking, and they said, I said, I'm just going to wait, and then whatever the guys tell us, but I'm putting in for Bahamas now that you said that. I bet I would enjoy it,
Oh, I think so, yeah. It's really nice down there. It's just mellow and... beautiful weather most of the time in the beach, and I don't know what it's like where you are in Florida right now. It's probably really nice too, but anyway, yeah.
It's
Bermuda
beautiful,
Triangle
but...
will be really cool though too.
they said, and we laughed. Now, everyone who knows the truth, this is the only Scorpio that's deathly afraid of water. I minorly learned to do a little snorkeling and overcome a little bit with kayaking. And my relationship is 5'2" and loves water. She likes to drag me along like I'm this boat. But we have this show. That's what I'm
great.
Great. I thank you for calling, and we're going to do 954.
Okay.
You've been patient. Can you hear us, 954?
Hello? Okay.
Hello. You got on here. You're on the Psychic's Gone Wild. We're at the last. If it cuts us off, I apologize. We lost you earlier.
Yes, hi. I wanted to know about, to see what you see in my relationship. My date of birth is November
19, 1981. 1981 or 91? 81. Oh, you took 10 years off. Now I know what you're up to. Okay, now that's cool. What I really feel with you in the energy is I feel the relationship, I feel you doing some other strengthening. I feel your life kind of going through some of this. And I see, I need you to say your first name again for me.
Natalie.
Natalie, I feel like there's some, here there's going to be some new, I feel a new person coming in your life here. And what I'm kind of getting here, this is April, this is November 19th, you're on that cusp. You're one of those hard birthdays. You're a Scorpio and Sagittarius cusp, and that's a wild one.
I was dating this guy. He was born November 23rd, 1980, and his name is Ronald.
Whoa!
We're both like random. Yeah, we but we broke up. I don't know if we even gonna go back together or anything. So you think you see somebody new coming in?
I see the pretty much doing it, and I see that the whole thing happening here really wild is I see you guys pretty much going into the crazy thing of there's something wrong with that. That's a hard one. That's two cuffs, but I see you two kind of going, I see you two turn around, and I still feel that it's going to be with that relationship, but it's going to be different. It's like you guys are going to be, it's like you're going through something, you know. It's like it's a little different for me, Natalie, and I apologize. I don't know what's going on. It's, some of it's Mercury, some of it's the phone, but I can feel your little bit of energy, and they're going to cut us off here in 2 minutes, but that's what I feel. I feel you in a different relationship than what's happening there. I feel like there's something coming here in the next month. I thank you. You know, please call in. You guys always know how to get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. We'll be back tomorrow, and you can get your destiny card reading with Kelly if you call back.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's a blessing. And those of you who done, I'm going to go ahead and wish you a good night. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. And remember, you're in our prayers. Stay in our thoughts. We love you. Amen.